Mark, a couple issues. Number one, because of availability of tissue for the average patient with metastatic non-small cell lung cancer, this is a theoretical concept. Let's be frank here. And it's different from breast cancer. You raised the issue before. There, everybody has a biopsy of their primary tumor, and a lot of people have rebiopsy of metastatic disease. It's very simple. It is very hard here. And until technology moves forward, the only group of patients we're going to have that routinely have either FISH or mutation testing on are the adjuvant cases. And that's something different, and we're going to talk about that later. The second thing is that the biology is somewhat different. When we talk about high polysomy here, we're talking about 5 copies or 4 copies. Or amplification, we're talking about 6 copies. Very, very different from the situation in breast cancer. So we have to be very careful about even our technology to measure copy number. And what does it mean? I mean, the differences here are much more subtle. With all the sampling and tissue problems we have, it's much more difficult. And unfortunately for this average patient now with metastatic disease, we're stuck with clinical stuff to make decisions until technology improves.
Rogerio?
How far are we really from coming up with a reliable and validated predictive index for the use of these TKIs in practice? You know, either IHC with FISH or CISH, or is the KRAS mutation sufficiently negative, or is it negative enough that it trumps the other biomarkers? Are we going to come up to that, or are we just going to have to use individualized data?
Tom?
I think we're still a little bit away on that. I think, Rogerio, it's probably still a couple years away that we're going to have an index that actually is able to do that. I think we need to see what the mature results of the first-line trials based on a whole broad range of selection devices are. But I think your point about that the practicing physician is confused is completely true.
Yes.
I think the first year, everyone bought into mutations, thought mutation was the answer. Then mutations got trashed by FISH. And then everyone thought FISH was the answer. And now it's murky. And practicing docs throw their hands up. They actually don't know.